Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. For a change, we're actually on Daf Yud Zayin. On the top line of Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. We finished the parak, and we're going to start the second parak. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. We learned it at Braisa. Top line of Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, we learned it at Braisa. The kavod asulo b'moso. That they did a certain kavod for him. Zech Chizkiya Melech Yehuda. That's Chizkiya. Sheyatsu lefanav shloshim v'shisha elef chalutze kesef. That he had 36,000 people that exposed their shoulder, or as a sign of mourning. They ripped their shirts to expose their shoulder as a sign of mourning. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's pshat. That's the kavod that was done to Chizkiya. Someone there of Nechemya. That kind of kavod is that. They did that for Achav. Achav was a big Russia. They did that for him. They're not a kavod like that. Ella, no. You know what the kavod was? She nicha sefer Torah al mitaso. They put a sefer Torah on his bed. When they said, that was Mekayim, what's written in that. They pointed to Chizkiya the mace, and they said, that was Mekayim, he was Mekayim, whatever written in the Torah. So the Gemara says, we do that today. It's a custom today. Chizkiya is so special, we do it all the time. So the Gemara says, no. Afuki mafkinan, yes, we take out a Torah all the time and for a mace. That's true. But anuche lo mankinan, we don't put it on the bed. We don't put it on the mita with the mace. That we only do for Chizkiya. So the Gemara says, I give a different answer. Anuche nami mankinan, we do even put it on the bed with them, but kayim lo omrinan. But we don't say that statement. That this guy was mekayim, what's written here. That we don't do. Rabbi Bar Barachana says, have a azilna bahade Rabbi Yochanan. When I was following Rabbi Yochanan, l'mishal shmeitza, to ask him this question, ki have a ayil, when I would go l'beis akise, he was going into the bathroom, Rabbi Yochanan, v'have v'ina minei milsa, and I wanted to ask him this kasha, lo pashat lo, he would not answer me, ad mashi yade, until he washed his hands, umonach tefillin, and he put his tefillin back on, u'mavarech, and he made a bracha on the tefillin, and then he answered me and said as follows, afilu kayam amrinon. Maybe we do even say that. We do even say that what? We do even say that he was mekayim it. We do even say, look at such a person, he's mekayim the whole Torah. But limud lo amrinon. But we don't say he learned. And what it means is to teach. He didn't teach others. Right, the Gemara says that when Chizkiya was the king, you can go from Dan to Beersheva, and everyone knew his Tumah. Right, they only had that by one time in history. That was by Chizkiya's lifetime. Never had such a Rebbe like Chizkiya. So that we don't say by anybody else. Now, there's right Limud Lo Amrinan. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, but we know we had this Gemara in Kedushin Va'amar Mar Gadol Limud Torah. Torah is so great. Shaha limud mevi lidei maisa, because limud brings to maisa. So which one's greater? Rashi says, alma maisa adif. So what do you see? Maisa is greater. So what do you mean to say that for everybody, everybody else, we will mention maisa, but only for Chizkiya we'll mention limud. Maisa is greater. Mice is even greater. Right? So the Gemara answers, lo kasha. Ha la migmar, one is to teach you, is to learn by yourself. Ha la gemure, one is to teach others. To learn by yourself, that's wonderful. But to teach others, that is only Chizkiya. So before that's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos says the exact opposite. But before we get to Tosfos, you see the word where it says v'amamar gadol limud? You see this little number there? You see, is there a little letter there in the Gemara? No? There isn't? You have one there, Simcha? Right after the word Va'amar Mar Gadol Limud. After the word Limud, like a little letter, I have a little letter in my Gemara. And the little letter takes me to the Hagos Vitziyunim, like on the side, which says, Tarach Lomar Talmud. It should say Gadol Talmud Torah. Okay? And then it says, V'chein B'chol HaTosvos U'defus U'lefaneinu Me'hatzenser. That the censor the censor changed it. I don't know why, what's so terrible that the censor had to change it. I don't know what it said, what's Talmud so terrible that the censor changes from Talmud to Limud. I don't know. If anybody has an idea, I'd love to hear one. I'm like, what the censor change it for? I don't know. Anyway, Tosfos says that we know from the Gemara in Kedushin, and we'll look at the Tosfos inside, Pirush Bekuntres, Alma Maisa Adif. What do you see? Maisa is Adif. Why? Because Torah is greater because it brings to Maisa. So what do you see? Maisa is Adif. That's what the Gemara said there in Kedushin. Very big kash on Rashi. Maisa Adif. Kash on just the opposite. Mehacha Dayek, Besof Perakamba de Kedushin. We will die the exact opposite. Limud Gadol mi Maisa. Torah is greater. Why? God be Zakaid and Shayim Zubim Baliyas Beis Nitzah Balud. They were up there. Vinishal Shaila Zub. Vifnehem. What's better? Limud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? Vinimnu, Kulam V'amru, Limud Gadol. Learning is greater. Shemevi L'dei Maisa. Because it brings to Maisa. It doesn't mean Maisa is Adif.
What do you mean?
What?
The whole goddess of learning is that it brings you to do something.
Right.
So that means doing is better.
What?
I
know. The exact same Gemara is learned by Rashi and Tosfos in opposite conclusions. Right?
This is not an answer. Saying Lima is greater because it brings the Maisa.
I know. It's a circular. It's a circular. So Tosfos has a whole other pshat that if you're a teacher, or if you're Mekayim, of course you learn. How else are you Mekayim? Obvious. I don't have to say it. Oh, teaching others, that's a big godless. Then he brings another pshat from the Shiltos that why did Rabbi Yochanan, the kasha is, why did Rabbi Yochanan have to put his tefillin on before answering the question? The question was Torah. Tefillin's a mitzvah. Isn't Torah better than a mitzvah? Right, that's in the bottom over there. Hechavi manach tefillin tchila kodem shayu amol lehem shmaitza. V'lo limud gadol mimaitza. U'mashani, the answer is, halamigmar halag mure. No, no, to teach others. Right? But to teach others, low as if it's not greater, therefore you put his tefillin on first. Okay? So by the way, if you look at that Gemara is explained, who is it? Tosfos Ben Peretz says, that Gemara is talking about, if you're a total Amoritz, you're a Balchuva, you don't really know how to learn anything, and you come to the Rebbe and you ask him a question, what should I do? Should I learn, or should I do mitzvahs? Of course, such a person you have to learn. Limud will bring to Maisa. You don't know anything. You have to learn first. If you're already holding by learning, that's not what that Gemara Kedushin was talking about. That Gemara Kedushin was talking about somebody who doesn't know how to learn at all. He's got to get moving. He's got to get learning. He's got to get busy. Why? Otherwise, he's not going to know how to do anything. Limud will bring to Maisa. Such a person, Limud is Adif. That's one answer. The Panim Iro says, which he reads it into Rashi, what we all were thinking. Limud is greater than Maisa. If you have a mitzvah in front of you, do you have to do that mitzvah? 100%. You can't say, well, I'm learning now. I'm learning now, so I'm not going to put on tefillin. I'm learning now, I'm not going to shake a lulav. You can't say that. When can you say that? If it's a mitzvah that can be done by others, right? I don't have to go to that Leviath. They're going to go. If they need me, I'll go, 100%. And the guy's got to be buried. I'll go do it. But if someone else is going to be doing it, then I'll stay and learn. Then learning is much greater, right? When's the maisa greater? When there's no one else that can do it, right? They need a minion in the house. Okay, so I'll go to the minion. I'll have to kill 3 hours. The guy's got to daven. If someone else is going to go, then I won't go. That's what it means. Okay. Next. You have any ideas about that thing from the censor? I don't know what that means. But, all right. Anyway, Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Shir Meichoi. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk? This is the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lamed Beis. Ashreichem Zeroe Al Kol Mayim. Fortunate are the ones that plant on the water. Mishalchei Regal Hashar B'Hachamor. That the Shar and the Hamar walk over there. Which means, Kol Osik B'Torah U'B'Gemil Chasadim. If somebody is busy with Torah and Chesed, Zochel Nachal Shnei Shvatim. He will be zochet to inherit two tribes. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, Ashreichem zore. Fortunate are the planters. Bein zore el tzedakah, and zore is nothing but tzedakah. Shenemar zore lechem tzedakah v'katzu lefi chesed. Right? Bein mayim el Torah, and mayim is only Torah. Shenemar havei kol tzama luchu lemayim. Right? V'zocha l'nachol shnei shvatim. Yizocha to the zechusim of two tribes. Which two tribes? Yosef and Yisachar. Because Yosef was compared to a shar, and Yisachar was compared to a chamor. Zocha l'kila ki Yosef. You compare it to the beauty of Yosef. You get the zechusim of the beauty of Yosef. Dechsev, like it says, ben poras Yosef. Right? The ben Pores means beautiful. Yosef. Benos Tzada, the girls were up there. Ale Shur. Right? It's a play on the words. We don't read it as a shor, as an ox. We read it as a shur, which means a wall. But it's a play on the words. Vizalcha light that the girls, that Yosef was so beautiful that the girls used to fight to get to the top of the wall to look out to see Yosef riding around the town. That's how beautiful he was. Zochel Nachal Yisachar. He's a zochel to the Nachal Yisachar. Dechsev, well, like it says in Parshas Vayichi, Yisachar Chamor Gorim. Yisachar is a strong-boned donkey, right? That, if, therefore what? So Yisachar is a strong-boned donkey? That's not what it means is. The Yisachar is a, we know that Yisachar is the shaven of Torah. And it's Yisachar is a strong, that people that learn Torah are able to carry a heavy load. Not heavy physical load, just a heavy life load, because they're learning Torah, they're able to handle it, and that's a bracha to them. Right, the other pshat of Yisachar Chamor Gorim is that Yisachar was caused, Gorim means, right, caused. Yisachar was caused by the donkey, right? When Yaakov came home that night from the field, and he was supposed to go to Rachel's tent, right, because it was Rachel's turn, but Rachel had purchased the Duda'im from Reuven in exchange for Yaakov spending the time with Leah. So the donkey brayed and went toward Leah's tent. And that night Yisachar was conceived. Right? So Yisachar, Chamor Gorim, he was caused by the donkey. Right? Because Leah said, no, it's my turn. And the donkey came toward Yaakov's donkey came toward... Anyone ever heard this pshat? Ever heard this part? This is a classic part. Yisachar Chamor Gorim. Not saying Apikorsis. This is a classic Vart. What? I know. I don't know what's going on. This is a classic Vart. Issa Amri, others say, Oivav Noful Mufan of Kiyosef, that the enemies, your enemies will fall before you like Yosef, like it says again in last week's Parsha, Behem Amim Yinagach Yachtav Afse Aretz, Vizocha Labina, and you will be Zocha to Bina, Ki Yisachar, like Yisachar, Dixiv, like it says, Umi B'nei Yisachar Yodei Bina, that the children of Yisachar were Tamid Chacham Lubina, Le'itim, Odas, Ma Yase Yisrael. Right? Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zochah, we learn Torah and Mitzvah in Gechesed, we should be Zochah to the Zechutzim of Yosef and Yisachar, and we will end the Perek, Hajjalach Arba Avos. Hajjalach Arba Avos, Hajjalach Arba Avos. Okay, next Perek. Perek of Ketad HaRegel. Ketad HaRegel. Why are we starting with Regel? Like what possessed the right? With the first parak started off Arba Avos Nezikim. Now why is Regel second? What? No one says that. Although you think it is. No. So the previous Mishnah on Tesvav Amud Beis, right? The Mishnah on Tesvav Amud Beis actually mentioned, right? Chamisha Tam and Chamisha Muadim. The first one it mentions is Shane. Right? However, says Tosfos, the reason why we are starting with Regel is because Regel is first in the Pasuk. Shane and Regel are learned out of the same Pasuk. Right? They're learned out of the same Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? Vishilach, right? Vishilach es habehemo bir b'steyacher. Vishilach is Regel. Since it's first in the Pasuk, it's first it's the first of the Avos that we are going to discuss in detail. That's Tosfos. The Rashba says, wait a minute. It doesn't go back to that Mishnah. It goes back to the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah of the Masechta said, Arba Avos Zikin. What was the first one? Hashar. According to Shmuel, what was Shar? Regel. What about Rav? What about Rav? So according to Rav, the Rashba didn't answer Rav. According to Rav, Rav held Shar as all three. So why is Regel first? I'm not so sure. Shita Mekabetta says because Regel's last, and many times tonight we'll do that. They'll go, right, they'll say ABC, and then they'll do CBA, right? Why is Regel last? I'm not sure about that. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that since we ended off with Nachash, the last Mishnah we mentioned was Nachash, and we said Nachash is a Mu'ad La'olam, so I think that's what your pshat, what you said, that we therefore we deal with Regel, which is a hezek that's very, very common, very, very normal. So it's like a snake is normally wild, so to Regel is normally a muad. Okay. Ketan haRegel muedes l'shaber b'derech hilucha. How is a Regel Ketzad haregel muedas. How is a regel muad? Was shaber to break things, b'derech hilucha. While it's walking, it's walking down the street, it's breaking things, it's trampling, it's bumping into things. That's all normal for an animal. That is regel. Ha behema muedas. The behema is a muad. The Gemara is going to ask what we just repeated ourselves. Ha behema muedas. The behema is a muad. Lahalech kedarka, to walk normally. Ula shaber, and to break things while it's walking. Now, the Mishnah sticks it out of left field. Haisa niva etes. If it was kicking things. Oh, shahayit tsroros. Or there were pebbles. Minatzin mitachas ragleha. Shooting out from under its feet. While it's walking, it's kicking up pebbles. And the pebble flies and cracks somebody's window. Right? Veshibres a kalim. Or broke kalim. Meshalim chati nezek. You only pay a chati nezek. What? What's this doing in here? What's this doing here?
Because it's similar,
Rangel. Oh, so some say because it's similar. Some say that this is here to tell you we don't hold like a tarifon. So I understand why we stuck in Sroros. Why did we stick in Paisinu the Etes? That's a told of Karen.
Right, but I mean, it's not regularly obvious.
What? Oh, what's it doing in a regular Mishnah? Sroros is regal, but it's only Chatzi Nezek. What's the Karen doing in here?
Damaging with his
foot, that's what some say. Some say because we want to let you know that we don't hold like a tarifon. That it doesn't even have to be, right? That if it's a Rishus HaNizik, he's not going to pay Nezek Shalem. You're going to pay Chatzi Nezek. We don't hold like that. Right? Those are all the standard answers. Now, Dorsa ala Kli, if it was trampled on a Kli, Vishivarto, and he broke the Kli, Vinafal al Kli, or he fell on top of a Kli, Vishibarto, and then the Kli broke. In other words, the animal broke a Kli. And one of the pieces of the broken kli broke another kli. So al harishon, on the first kli, mishalim nezek shalem. You pay full value. Why? That's classic regel. The al hashi, al ha'achron, on the second one, mishalim chatzi nezek. You only pay chatzi nezek. Why? That's tsroros. Hatarnagolim, now chickens, mu'adin, lahalach kidarkon, they're holech to damage while they walk. It's no difference if it's an animal or if it's a chicken or if it's a bird. It doesn't make a difference. Haya delil kashal baraglov. Rashi says, kol davar haniksha baraglov hatarnagol kari delil. Whatever's connected to a chicken is called a delil. There's no such, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is. Any article attached to the foot of the chicken is called a delil. What is it? A mark? Something attached to the foot of the chicken. What is it? A key? Whatever it is. Makes no difference. A bucket? Whatever it is. Oh, shahayim mahadeh, or it's dancing around. Umeshabaris hakelim, and it breaks the kelim. Meshalim chatzi nezek. You pay chatzi nezek for the sroros. It's the same idea. Again, the damage is caused when whatever damaged went ahead and flew off and damaged something else. Fine. So now we start. The Mishnah started off by saying this is the line. Ketan aregel muedes, habehem muedes. So the Gemara asks, Amalei Ravina l'Rava. Hainu regel, hainu behema. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Why does the Mishnah say it twice? So Amalei, here we go. Tana avos, we have avos. Vikatani toldos, and we also have toldos. Right? The av is only walking with its feet. What is the tolda? The tolda is any with its hair, with its saddle, all these are normal things while you're doing damage, and all that is chayav as well. So the Gemara says, Elamayata, if that's true, the Seifa Diktoni that says, which is going to be in Daf Yutes, Seifa Diktoni, Hashen Muedes, Habehema Muedes. Right? The Mishnah in Daf Yutes is going to say the exact same thing. Shein is a Muad, and the Behema is a Muad. How is a Shein a Muad? How is a Behema a Muad? Why say it twice? And you can't answer me that it's one's an av and one's a tolda, Rashi says. You can't answer that. My avos and my toldos ikka. What avos and what toldos are there? Says Rashi. My avos and my toldos ikka. Lekalamemer dahani tana. I mean, like the third skinny line. Lekalamemer. You can't say dahai the tana behema muedas lechal peres v'yirakos havelu tolda dahainu shein mamish. Because that Mishnah in your text is going to talk about yirakos. If yirakos get eaten, that is shein mamish. There's no way that could be a tolda. There are toldas of shein. Rashi points out, but tolda of shein, it scratches itself against the wall for hana. There are toldas of shein, but not regarding eating vegetables. It's only an av. So it can't, the Shane Mishnah can't be that way. It can't be that one's av and one's a tolda. So why did it say it twice? So the Gemara answers, "Have come a hadale b'didichuse." He asked him in a joking way, "Vamale," and he said back, "Rava said to Ravina." Yeah, Rava's talking. Yeah, "Ana shanoi chada." I already explained this Mishnah. "Va'at shani chada." You explain this Mishnah. You explain the Mishnah you test. Right? The time am I? So what's the pshat? Why does the Mishnah you test say twice? So Amar Rav Ashi. Tana Shane the Chaya, the Katani Shane the Behema. Yeah, it mentions the Shane of a Chaya, and it also mentions the Shane of a Behema. Right, the opening sentence of that Mishnah, which says Shane is a Muad, is talking about Chaya, and the second reference of a Behema is a Muad is talking about Behema. So the Gemara says, I would have thought v'shilech as bi'ira k'siv, that when it says v'shilech as bi'ira, which is the source of shein, behema in, chaya lo, a behema yes, a chaya no, I would have thought that there's no such thing as a shein by a chaya, right? Kamash malon, the chaya b'chlal behema, that chaya is included in behema, and when it says v'shilech as bi'ira, which bi'ira, by the way, is an Aramaic word, it's a funny word for animal, not Aramaic, it's a funny word to say animal, it includes chayas also. If so, why isn't Shane then mentioned first? Why isn't Shane of Behema mentioned first in that Mishnah? First it says Shane Muedes, and we say that means Chaya. Then it says Behema Muedes, which means a Behema. So why isn't Behema first? After all, that's the Pasuk. Chaya is the Drasha. Right? We're including Chaya. So shouldn't Shane Behema be first? So the Gemara says, no, that's exactly the point. So the Gemara says, Hide the Isulei Midrasha Chavivalei. What was mentioned in the Drasha is more Chaviv. Since Chai is learned out of the Drasha, it's more Chaviv, therefore it's mentioned first. So Ihachi, if that's true, Reisha Nami Lisni Hahidalok Siva Bereisha. So then in our Mishnah, why aren't told us mentioned first? After all, that's a Drasha. So the Gemara says, "Hachi hashta? Can you compare? Hasam idi v'idi avos nenu. There in the Mishnah on your test, they're both avos. Hach the isyalei midrasha chavivalei. That which is chaviv to it, it mentions first. Hach the shavak av. The Tony tolda. What should we do? We should mention the av and ignore the tolda. We should mention the toldos first. Can't mention the toldos first, right?" Asks the Lechen Avirim, good, you don't want to mention the toldos first because you want to mention the Av first, right? So I can have an Av for you that you can mention first. That's an Av, not a tolda, and therefore you get the chavivas of mentioning what the drasha first, and still an Av. And he doesn't have an answer to this question. What's that? The chicken. Mention a bird. Right? Taina golem u'adim lahalach kidakar u'lashaber. That's a chiddush. That's an av. Why is that mentioned first? And Eliza Pitzarachia. Oh, I don't have an answer. He didn't have an answer. I don't have an answer. Yeah. What? Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. That's right. That's why we didn't do it. So therefore, in the other Mishnah Yutesh, they're both of us. So which one's mentioned first? The one, the drasha. Why? Because it's chazav. We figured out a drasha. Beautiful. What about here? One's an av, one's a toldo. I'm not putting the toldos first. So ask the lechem rabirim, put tarnagol first. The Mishnah should have started off kate, a regel, a tarnagol, a mahalach, kedarka. That's a drasha. That's an av. You have it all. Why isn't that first? I didn't say you don't want to put toldos first. Of course not. So put a chicken first. So it's sarachim. You're going to have to say that the fact that it's a chicken is not the same level of drasha the way they got chaya out of shame. Right? Why should a chicken really be different? Okay. Or, since we ended off with regel, we want to start with regel. Right? On Daf Tetz Vav Amud Beis, we ended off with the time I mentioned, regel muedes. So we start off here, regel muedes. Fine, very good. Okay, next. Tanu Rabbanan. Behema muedes lahalech kedarka. A behemah is a muad to go normally, ulashaber and to break, things. Ketad, for example, behemah shenichnasa l'chatzar ha-nizik, a regal is only going to work in the chatzar of the nizik, it's not going to work in reshut harabim. The hezeka begufa, derech ilucha, if it damaged with its hair while it's walking, besaira derech ilucha, with its hair while it's walking, ba'ukaf sha'aleha, with its saddle, v'shlif sha'aleha, a load on its back, frumbia shebepiha, the bit in its mouth, bezug shebetabra, the bell on its round its neck, v'chamor bimaso, and a chamor with its load. Why is that singled out? The Mefarshim explain, because a donkey, the loads were not tied on as tightly as by other animals. So you would have a half minute to think that it's not really a shregel, it's really koach, the koach of the chamor. So kamashlo, and it's not true. Mishalim nezek shalim. All those cases you pay a nezek shalim. Sumchus Omar, Sumchus says, Tsroros, if it's a case of Tsroros, or V'chazir, or a pig, Shahya Nover Ba'ashba, that's digging in the garbage, and somehow it does damage, the Hizik, Mishalim Nezek Shalim. You pay a full Nezek. So the Gemara says, Hizik Pshita. Isn't that obvious? If a pig damages, it pays full damages. Ela'ema, no, what Sumchus meant to say was, Hitiz, if the pig is busy in the garbage and he's busy rummaging, and then some piece of garbage flies and damages something else, which is tsroros, the hizik, shalom nezek shalom, you pay full nezek. We're gonna get to that in a minute. So the Gemara says tsroros man dekashme. What possessed Simchas to stick in tsroros? We're talking about regel. All cases of regel, and Simchas puts it. Oh, tsroros, by the way, is first of all, you pay nezek shalom, which is a big chiddush. Second of all, who stuck in Tsroros? So the Gemara says, you're right, Chesuri Mechzera V'Hachi Ketani. Tsroros. Now we stick these words into the Tanakhama's opinion. Tsroros Ki Or Chaihu, when they are normal. In other words, Tsroros is not necessarily some abnormal thing. Ki Or Chaihu, Chatzin Ezek. Still pays Chatzin Ezek. V'Chazir Shayinover Ba'ashra V'Hitiz V'Hizik V'Shalim Chatzin Ezek. Same thing with a pig. A pig is going through, rummaging through the garbage with its nose, and it's busy, and somehow some piece of garbage flies and damages something else. That's Chatzin Ezek. Sumchas Omer, Tsroros. Not true. Tsroros. Or, V'chazir shahaya nover ba'ashma v'hitiz v'hizik v'shali nezek shalim. You pay full nezek. Asks Seth and Maritz Chayes, how can Sumchas argue on a halacha l'moshe m'sinai? We said that Tsroros pays Chatzin Ezek halacha l'moshe m'sinai. How can Sumchas argue? That's what the Brisker Rav says. So the Brisker Rav, and there's a big Shlomo Zalman to explain, because we're going to have in a minute the Rava is going to ask a very strange question. He's going to ask a very unusual question. He's going to ask, why does a Tsroros pay Chatzin Nezek? After all, if it's damaged, you should pay full Nezek, and if it's not, you should pay nothing. And the Gemara answer, then Rava says, Hada Rava Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. What was the question? What was the answer? So the Brisker Rav says that obviously Rava the different kind of halacha Moshe Mitzinai here. What it could be was it was just a tradition handed down ish and piyish. This is that we're holding by the din of Tsroros. So Rava had a kasha, like why is that? Not that Moshe Rabbeinu, but we call it halachas of Gemiri law. It's a tradition that.
Those are two parts to it. What is halacha?
Oh, that's what the Maritz Chayes answers. The Maritz Chayes answers that there's halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that there's such a concept of Tsroros. The details of the halacha l'moshe mitzinai, that you can have machlokes about. Right? So the halacha l'moshe mitzinai that tsroros is a nezek. The details. So some held chatzi, some held nezek shalim. The only problem with that is, which the Tzdei Chemed raises the kasha, doesn't answer it, then what do you need the halacha l'moshe mitzinai for? Why would I think you're potter? Sure you are. It's your koach.
It's a rock kicks out and I was walking.
Yeah.
There's a lack of... Second,
yeah.
Depends, what is
Machayim
of the Nezek? Is it lack of
Shmira
or is it the
Vaisa Hezek? What? Oh, so here's what he says. Here's what he says. V'tarech Ion. Lama Nitzrucha Halacha L'inyin Zeh? What do we need a Halacha L'moshe Mitzinai for? Hare Kivan She Maskana Sug Yaseinu She Kocho Kegufo. We're going to hold that Kocho is Kegufo. Shoot an arrow, you're just as Chayim as if you slap the guy. No difference. Im Kain, Mahadin Halacha L'shalim Nezek Shalim. Matzar Halacha L'moshe Mitzinai. L'charish Din Zeh. Any halacha l'moshe mitzinai for this?
He's talking about a completely different case.
Right.
Yeah, the difference is that when kocho is bekavana,
exactly.
And this is without kavana.
Exactly.
Right. So, but we're going to hold that a regel is even without kavana. The animal's walking down the street, and its bell damages.
But
it's not kavana.
But it's self doing something.
What?
It's doing something.
Right.
Not a secondary.
I don't know, what's the difference between the saddle damaging, when the animal's no clue, and the saddle damages, and the pebbles damage? And so the Stichamit thought that there was no difference.
You can watch your animal to make sure that it's not stepping on something.
Right.
But if something's underneath the foot that you didn't see, and it shoots out when it walks, and does damage to it, that's a whole different
thing. What?
Driving on a highway.
It's more indirect.
You're driving on a highway, your car shoots up a pebble, you didn't even know that it shot up.
Right. Happens all the time. No, you're driving in the pedal. If you wouldn't, no, seriously, happens all the time.
Exactly. So you don't know what that is.
So that's the chiddush.
That's if you hold the chayav is like a shmirah.
Right.
If you hold the chayav nezek is an act of nezek, then it shouldn't be
there. Right. Right. So that's right. So okay. So then according to Sumchus, the chiddush is that this is such a kind of chiyuv, and according to everybody else, it could be that too. But it's also even more mechudush. That's only chatzin nezek. Right. So okay. So we answered that, and then the grid says. About the whole concept that it's not really halacha Moshe Mitzinai in the classic sense, it was a tradition that was handed down. But this is going to be the halacha for whatever reason, and therefore Sufis can argue on that. Okay. Next, Tanur Rabbanan, Hatarnagolim Shayim Africhin Bimakom Lamakom. The chickens jumping around from place to place. Vishavru Kalim Bekanteihem, and it breaks Kalim with its wings. Mishalim chatzin nezek. It's only chatzin nezek. Why? Because it's tsuros. Beruach. I'm sorry. Mishalim nezek shalim. You paid it the shalim. Why? It damaged it by itself. Beruach shebekanteihem. But the wind underneath its wings went ahead and did damage. That's mishalim chatzin nezek. That's chatzin nezek. Why? That's tsuros. Some chazomer nezek shalim. Tanya iduch. Another brisa taught. Tarnagolim shayu mehadatsin agabi isa. If there was a chicken jumping around, dancing around on dough. The algabe peros, or on fruit, the tinfoil, and soiled them, it ruined them, o nikru, or pecked at them, Rashi says, the chartom shaleim shakorin beak, right, with its beak, right, mishalim nezek shalim, you pay a nezek shalim, halu afar, if the dust, o tsroros of the pebble, went off and did the damage that way, mishalim chatzin nezek, after that you pay a chatzin nezek, some chazorim nezek shalim, some chazorim nezek shalim. Now the Mefarshim point out that the reason why we're mentioning so many brises is because they were all learning different yeshivas. They were different yeshivas, so they didn't know about each other's brises. Now, and the third one's not even going to have sumchas in it. The third one, tiny yiddach, tiny goshal, yamaf riach miwakom lamakom, a chicken jumping around, viyatzis a ruach mitachas kanafa vishiv, retza kalim, and the wind went out and it broke the kalim, mashalim chatzin ezek. Yipay chatzin ezek. Why? That's tzoros. Stoma kirabanon. Right? That's stam, the rabanon. But sumchas is not even mentioned here, because sumchas is not in every single brisa. It was nosy shivas. He happened to pop in and gave his opinion. Not by the third one. Amar Rava. So Rava says, Bishloma Sumchis. Sumchis makes perfect sense. Sumchis makes perfect sense. Why does it make perfect sense? One second. Yeah. Sumchis makes perfect sense. Why? Bishloma Sumchis Kasavar Kocho Kagufo Dami. Because you hold Koach is your guf. So what's the difference if it's a pebble? What's the difference if it's you? El Rabbanan, ik gufo dummy. If they hold, it's like a goof. Kula nezek boy l'shalim. Should be nezek shalim. The e lav kigufo dummy. Chatzin nezek nami lo mashalim. Should be off scot free. So what's the whole concept of tsuros? Right? Ask the lechem ibirim. Why did Rava wait till here to ask that question? Why didn't he ask it on the Mishnah? Tsuros is in the Mishnah. He waits all the way over here. What the answer is? The answer is no. It's a beautiful answer because the case of this is exactly your point. Because the case of the Mishnah was a weird case. That the pebble should fly off and knock out something else, that's weird. So of course you're going to pay chatzin nezek for that. All these cases here were all normal. The birds flying around, the wind under the wings, that's chatzin nezek. So Rava says, why should that be? I understand a freak thing, the pebble goes flying. This is normal.
It's not a freak thing, we just said.
What?
We just said it's not a freak thing.
We said it is. We said...
Grumma,
right, it's grumma. Oh, so these aren't grumma. These are like mamish directly.
Okay.
One's the wing and one's the air under the wing. That's such hair splitting. So if Rava doesn't make any sense. What's the pshat? Hadar Abba Rama, Rava wakes up. Lala Olam Kigufo Dami. So what, Rava didn't know that? Well, what prompted Rava to ask that question? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and says the Brisker Rav. It's exactly the point. It's not a halacha l'Moshe Sinai. But Moshe Rabbeinu came there from Har Sinai and told Rava the halacha of Tzoros. It's not what it is. It was Ish Rebbe Mipi Rebbe teaching over the halacha. So finally, Rava woke up and said, so what's the pshat? Right? What's the pshat? So the pshat is, this is what they held, for whatever reason, to go...
Right.
Exactly the Chiddush. Right, the Bruce from this story. If you don't hold like that, the story is buried. What's Rava asking? If you don't hold like that, then what's pshat here in Rava? Right, we said the other pshat was, no, halacha l'Moshe Sinai, you can't argue on. The details you could argue. So what's Rava's question? Doesn't make sense. The whole story doesn't make sense. What do you mean, halacha l'Moshe Sinai? So the kasha is the details. So he, right? What was Rava's answer? Rava woke up, no, halacha l'Moshe Sinai. The whole thing is shver. It's a very shver gemara. Right? Okay. Next. Amar Rava. More of Rava. Okay. This is not easy. It's time. Amar Rava. Kol shebezav tamei. If a zav, halachas of a zav. What's a zav? A zav is somebody that's tamei. Why is he tamei? Because he had a zav of flow. What is that? Nobody knows. So anyone, so a zav is tamei. So whatever he touches, makes somebody else tamei. Right? If a zav is tamei, zav is called an avatoma. If he touches, he makes a rishon l'toma. What if a zav is holding onto a ball? The ball now is a rishon l'toma. And then the zav throws the ball to his friend Chaim. Chaim catches the ball. Is Chaim tamei? The answer is no, he's not. Why? Because the ball was a rishon, and rishons can't make people tamei. What if the Zav would have walked over to Chaim and gave him a pat on the back? He would have made Chaim tamei. So now Rav is going to use those ideas and plug them into Hilchas Tzoros and see what happens. Okay? So, Amar Rava, says Rava, Kol shebezav tamei, whatever a Zav would touch and make tamei, bin nizakin, if that would be a similar case of nizikin, in other words, direct contact between the animal and the item it broke, Mishalim Nezek Shalim. You pay full Nezek. Kol shebezav tahar, whatever a Zav would touch and have contact with somebody and it would remain, and the other person would remain tahar, for example, throwing the ball to the guy, the other guy is going to remain tahar, right? Then, b'nezakin mishalim chatzi nezek. By nezikin, you're going to pay chatzi nezek. So when an animal breaks something with indirect contact, meaning the pebble flies off, that's very similar to a zav throwing something to somebody else. It's chatzi nezek, it's tzoros. Ask the Gemara, Rava tzoros hasu lashminan? Rava has a very difficult, difficult way of just trying to explain a simple idea of tzoros. He has to come up with a whole dimyon to Hilchas Tumah. You couldn't think of an easy way. That's the whole Chiddush.
No.
Yeah.
That's not a case of quoi?
What?
If he throws something?
What do you mean? By a zav?
Yeah.
The reason why the guy who catches the ball is not going to be tamei has nothing to do with koach. It has to do with because the balls are rishon, and rishons can't be tamei people.
What is he trying to bring out?
No, that's the Gemara asks. He's trying to tell me, Tzoros, when I throw the ball, I'm a zav. I throw the ball to you, so I touch the ball, I made the ball to a rishon. When I throw it to you, you don't become tamei from the ball because you're a human being and you can't become tamei from a rishon. It has nothing to do with koach. The Hilchas Tumah did. Says Rava, just like when an animal is going to kick up pebbles, it's only mechayev chatzi nezek. But if I have direct contact with you, if I go over and shake your hand, I make you tamei. So too, when an animal has direct contact with the keli, it's nezek shalei. So what's Rava saying? Oh. Something is tzoros? We know that already. Right, then what? But it has to do with indirect and direct.
Exactly.
Okay, so, but why do I have to make up the whole thing with Hilchas Tumah? What was the point of this? So the Gemara says, where am I? Tzroros Oshosh Me'inan? What, the big Kiddush is Tzroros? The Gemara says, Lo. Rava, Egla, Moshechas Bekorin Kamashmon. He's trying to teach us a halacha that a wagon damages items walking on the ground. By the way, if a Zav is in a wagon, and the Zav passes over things, he's going to make those things tamei. Why? Because it's a tumah of Moshav. Right? He's sitting on the wagon, he's making things underneath tamei. Sitting on the wagon. So too, if a wagon's going to be walking, a wagon's being pulled by an ox, and that wagon crushes somebody's glass, his plate. You're going to be chayiv for that. That's not chatzer. That's nezek shalem. That's not tzraros. You trampled over the gate. It's also pretty pashut. Tani kavot to Rava. We have a brayse that supports Rava. Behemah muedes l'shaber b'derech hilucha to damage while you're walking. Ketat, for example, behemah shenichnas al chatzer hanizik v'hitika begufa b'derech hilucha b'tzayra derech hilucha b'alkuf shaleha b'shulf shaleha provish rapia b'zuk shavatara. All these cases we had. Let's stick in a new one. V'chamar b'atzalay the donkey also. The egla moshechet b'kar b'shalim nezek shalem. An egla that is carrying a wagon, you pay nezek shalem. Why? Direct contact, just like a zav. Okay, I want to get to the next thing because I want to speak something out. Unbelievable. Tana rabbanan. Tarnagol shayu mechatzin b'dechevel dli. If a tarnagol is pecking at the rope, v'nifzak hachevel, the rope breaks, v'nishbar dli, and the dli breaks and does damage, b'shalim nezek shalem. You pay full damage. Why? That's obvious. It's normal. That's what chickens do. They peck away at things. Boy Rava, here's the kasha Rava had. Daras ala kli, if you step on a kli, veloshi barto, but you don't break it. But vinis galgal amakam acher, and it moves to another place, vinishbar, and it breaks over there. Mahu, what's the din? Basar mei kara azilna, is that considered it broke right now? Vegufehu, and therefore you pay nezek shalem, because it's regel. Or dilmor, maybe, basar tavramana azilna, we go after where it broke. Vitsroros din, there it's tsroros. And there it's Tzoros. What's the pshat? What's the halacha? What? Oh, so is it like koach or yichayv right here? Or since the damage happened over there, it's like Tzoros and it's only chatzin hezek. Tifshot le midrabba. Let's try to be poshut from Rabba's case. Don't my Rabba, zara kli mirosh agag, if you throw a kli off a roof, and it's falling down from the Empire State Building, uba achar v'shiv rabba makel, and a guy opens his window on the 40th floor and smashes the item. The halach is potter. You're the guy who smashed it is potter. Why is he potter? Damrina lay, because we say, mana tivra tavar. You broke a broken thing. It's already broken. Falls right down. It's already broken. You're not chayiv. Who's chayiv? The guy who threw it up. So what do you see? It goes by where it originally started. Okay? So the Gemara says, Rabba pshitale, Rabba miboyale. Rabba was obvious, Rabba had a kasha about it. Says the bottom tosfos. But what if there's a vase over there? And I shoot an arrow at the vase. And then somebody comes along and cracks the vase. Then we don't say you broke a broken item. Then you're chayiv. The only time you're...
So what's moving?
No, because otherwise there'd be no din of tzoros. Has to be that way, says Tosfos, because there'd be no din of tzoros. Okay? If you shoot an arrow at a vase, and I come and smash the vase, and then the arrow comes by a second later, I'm chayiv. The smasher's chayiv. Why? Because otherwise there'd be no din of tzoros. Okay, the only time that din is true is if it's the item itself. Says the Makar Baruch, there was a guy who walked into someone's house and he broke his bottle of schnapps. He has to pay. It's a $100 bottle of schnapps. He broke the bottle of schnapps. A minute later, some ruffian walks in. I'm taking all your liquor. He says, I don't have any. Go search. The guy searches, doesn't have any, and he leaves. The guy turns to the guy and says, pay me $100. He broke my schnapps. He says, what are you talking about? I didn't break it. It would have been broken anyway. The guy came a minute later. He was going to take it anyway. Says the Makar Baruch, you're putter. Why? You broke a broken item. You hear this? You broke a broken item. Ah, so they argue on that. So what are you talking about? Right now, Bashat, you broke it. You have to pay. A minute later, the guy's going to come and steal it. Big deal. Right? So I thought that was a fascinating, fascinating halacha out of this. What? It's totally unrelated, right? What do you mean? I opened my window and I cracked your vase. It's going to fall a second later and break. Your putter.
No, that's in the middle of this.
By the way, so the case of the drunkard coming in, that's a case of koach. It's like an arrow. But that's what the Makar Baruch says. A huge chiddush. They argue and they say, what are you talking about? It's unrelated. You're chayav for that bottle. The guy came in. It doesn't make a difference. You're chayav for that item. All right. Well, we'll pick up tomorrow on the bottom of your diet on a day. Everyone have a good day.